Interrupting Chicken by David Ezra Stein. It was bedtime for the little red chicken. Okay, my little chicken, are you all ready to go to sleep?
Yes, Papa.
What's that?
Bedtime story.
All right, I'll read one of your favorites. And of course, you are not going to interrupt the story tonight, are you? Hansel and Gretel. Hansel and Gretel were very hungry. Deep in the woods, they found a house made of candy. Nibble, 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 they began to eat the house until the old woman who lived there came out and said, "What lovely children, why don't you come inside?" They were just about to follow her when... the story. Try not to get so involved.
I'm sorry, Papa, but she was really
annoying. Well, you're supposed to be relaxing so you can fall asleep.
Let's try another story. I'll be good.
Little Red Riding Hood. Take this basket of goodies to Grandma, said Little Red Riding Hood's mother, but don't stray from the path. The woods are full of danger. Red Riding Hood skipped along through the deep woods. By and by, she met a wolf who wished her good morning. She was just about to answer him when...
Out, you little red chicken! Don't talk to strangers!
So little Red Riding Hood didn't
land. Chicken!
Yes, Papa!
You did it again. You interrupted two stories, and you're not even sleepy.
I know. I'm sorry, but she was funny.
Yes, now get back into bed.
Okay, Papa, let's try one more little story.
Chicken Little. Chicken Little was hit on the head by an acorn. The sky is falling, she thought. She was about to run off and warn Goosey Lucy, Ducky Lucky, Henny Penny, and everyone else on the farm that the sky was falling down when... Chicken. You did it again. But chicken, we are out of stories.
Oh no, Papa. I can't sleep without a story.
Yeah? Oh, why don't you tell me a story?
Papa.